Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the IRS is coming for you. They're paying bonuses. They're paying whistleblowers big time. You're next. Remember that. Okay? So please don't forget to the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Delete Me, which I will talk about in a bit. But man, oh man, let's get into it. Think about this. We've all heard about, hey, you should turn this guy in because there's a reward that you can get. And the IRS for years fought that. Well, now, John Hinman runs the IRS whistleblower office. People are out here promoting their candidate. And big crowd, having a good time. But think about this. The IRS, we've all heard about all the money that's been raised for them. Well, one thing that's happened is that the IRS has said, hey, do you know how people are avoiding taxes? Turn them in, because they will pay you up to a 30% commission for what is collected. You know, It's unbelievable. There's a couple great articles below about this, but think about this. Three men turned in businesses that had complicated scams on how they would avoid paying taxes. Now, the IRS is saying, this is nonsense. We want this to stop. So with that, we want you to turn these people in and we will pay a commission. They just paid $79.1 million in commissions for this. $79 million. So you know somebody that's not paying taxes, this person thinks they have a complicated scheme. It goes much deeper than that. Think about this. The latest figures that we can get of tax avoidance were 2021. In 2021, there was $688 billion. $688 billion that was not collected. They, through different efforts, only collected about 10% of that, $6 billion. So they collect $6 billion, and it's not enough. I mean, they're losing hundreds of billions of dollars a year on this. That's where they want you guys to come in. They want you to turn these people in now. So all these complicated scams.
Hello,
that people
hi,
are doing.
Leslie.
Hey, how
I'm
are you,
following
man?
You for a long time.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Oh,
thank you so much.
You.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So with that, the IRS is paying these rewards. You know, it's funny. I went to my high school reunion, and there was a jackass there bragging about how he doesn't pay his taxes. I'm thinking, this guy's done. Someone's going to turn him in, an ex-wife, an old girlfriend, something. And that's what's going to start happening. Who do you know that's not paying taxes? They want you to rat these people out. But the money that they're paying now is a lot of money, and it's substantial. Would you do this? Now, here's the thing that happened. The latest thing. Sorry, everybody's honking because of the there's a Trump rally on across the street. With all of this, people are starting to say, you know what? Enough is enough. My boss was a jerk. This happened with COVID money. People took COVID money and saw people get...
I know you.
Oh, hey.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I like your...
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. So with that, the COVID money, PPP loans, you know, here's where people got upset. Hey, if I get this loan, I'm going to give you guys a nice big bonus. And then they didn't give these people a bonus. That was the problem with it. So people got fed up. You don't think that they're going to turn in a boss? You don't think that when your boss is not paying people or skipping out on payroll taxes, you don't think that these people are going to get rolled over on? You haven't seen anything yet, guys. So please, let us know, guys. Okay, so let me know what you think about this. Would you turn an employer in or somebody you knew that was avoiding taxes? Let me know. Let us all know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. Think about this. Data brokers are out there harvesting our information all the time and then selling it to the highest bidder. This information is your name, your address, your email, your profession, your home's value, all these crazy things. But you can use Delete Me. And as an iAllegedly customer, you will save 20% off their regular price. It is so simple to sign up for. You just answer a few questions and then they will go to work. Now, I've used this and it's amazing. 7 days after you sign up, they will give you a detailed report of the things that have already been eliminated. Once again, try it today. Save 20%. Use the link below or use this QR code right here and scan this with your phone and you can sign up today. But think about this. Delete Me has a proven track record. Customer service is fantastic. And the program is absolutely amazing. I've used it. It works great. But think about this. Your name, your address, your phone number, your email address, your profession, your home's value, everything like that is eliminated with Delete Me. Check it out today. Save 20% as an iAllegedly subscriber. Use the link below or try the QR code and sign up today. Now, here's the thing, guys. As the economy gets worse, and you hear things like FedEx is off. Think about this. Shipping packages, big and small, around the country is off. FedEx is making less money than before, and they are at levels prior to COVID. So that's very, very serious. And this is what points to the fact that we're heading towards recession. And you can sit there and say, oh no, everything's fine. There's just more competition in shipping. No. When you have FedEx that admits that their core customers are off, that are still with them, that's the problem, guys. It's like you don't ship with three different places. You ship with one. You know, you're going to ship with FedEx, you're going to ship with UPS or the Postal Service for certain things, but you're not going to do this for them and this with them. It's not. It doesn't work that way. So when their core customers are off, that's what you're seeing as a big problem. Now, back to the IRS thing. And that, because I know people are going to say, well, how do I report my horrible boss or my ex-boyfriend? Form 3949A with the IRS. Here's the beauty of the IRS, guys, is that people freak out. Oh, don't call the IRS. They'll keep your phone number and they'll track you. No, they're there to answer questions, guys. Form 3949A is the form that you use to turn people in. Now, let's say, you know, you don't want to use the form. They have an address. You can write them a letter. You can send people over. People will go nuts for this stuff because scorned boyfriend, scorned girlfriend, they're going to start going after people. But as the world makes less and less money, they're going to start having more people do things like this. So let us know what you think about this so far. You know, the Chrysler building, it's poised to go back to the bank. They just missed a bond payment of $21 million. So you're going to see more commercial real estate that goes back to the bank at a record pace, guys. And weather's beautiful. Gosh, it's really warm out here this morning. It's nice. It's really, really nice. But you're going to see more and more people that are going to lose their office buildings and get things turned back to the bank. Here's what's wild. They got rid of this side, got rid of all the volleyball courts on this side. Because of the air show, they're going to start making it so that people can go to the air show. Now, here's what sucks, guys. I told you about this in the last video, how they closed the public. This is a public beach. You can't close it. Well, what they did was last year, they closed this side of the beach and charged everybody. You want to see the air show? You got to pay this year. Can't walk on the pier I'm walking on right now. Have to pay. So what we're going to do is we're going to have more free areas. I guarantee you it'll be this side of the beach. That will be the free area. Only problem is that's the side where the air show's at. So you can sit there and it's like, you know, looking through your neighbor's window to watch this thing. So it will be very interesting to see how this all plays out. But again, they raise the prices. It's going to be very expensive. Who would pay $3,500 to go see an air show? Miramar is going on this weekend. It's free down in San Diego. Drive up, have a good time, be respectful, and see the free air show. The EV car charging problem is getting worse. And the government is not helping, or are they? First things first, when it comes to charging your car, there's not enough charging stations. They take too long. You know, it's just a disruptive process to go out and in the middle of the day to go and charge a car, or at night. Just, it's bad. They did not build the 77,000 charging stations they were going to build during the Biden administration. That never took place. So there's that problem. The other problem, the next thing, is the biggest, fastest growing sector of EV cars are semis, EV semis. So what they want to do is they want to have charging stations for semis. Think about this. They're going to throw hundreds of millions of dollars at this problem for you to have an EV charging station. They're going to have them at gas stations. We talked about the Shell stations going down. There's going to be massive amounts of these to go out and to charge these vehicles. Here's the thing. EV cars, EV semis, do not go as far as a regular semi. And let's face it, if a trucker wants to go all night and do his thing and drive, 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 they've been able to do that. Now they have to stop. They have to charge the car. You're going to have to take God knows how long to charge the car to make it so they can get to different places. It's going to be a problem. So with that, next thing is people in retirement, people talking about running out of money in retirement. I have a friend of mine. I only know one person that's truly retired right now. And the thing about him is he's in his late 50s and worked the same job, same district for 30 years and retired and basically lives in a pension, takes care of his dog. Okay? They say that 45% of all retired people are concerned that they're going to run out of money before they pass away. That is terrible. And again, I know a lot of people. There's a lot of successful people that write me that I talk about all the time, and they still work all the time. You know, whether they're psychologists or they're in marketing, they're in banking, they're in finance, whatever. These people still work. I know a lot of people that don't want to sit there and do nothing. They just don't. So Disney just laid off hundreds of executives this week in their corporate office because of the problems that they're having. And this is going to only get worse, guys. This is not going to be a better problem when it comes to any industry right now. We talked about Paramount Plus. You know, they talked about, I found an article about the streaming wars. And the only successful streaming company right now, they say, is Netflix. So, you know, again, I'm tired of these things. There's so many things you can watch for free. There's so many things that you can do that, you know, going to the movies is dead. It's just not the same experience. I like doing it when there's something good to see, but when has there been any good movies lately? Seriously. Anything that you would sit there and go, I have to go see X. Okay? Let me know. Let us all know. Crime is a problem, guys. This store solved it by making everything in the store $951. $951. By doing that, everything is considered grand larceny. So, next thing is Boar's Head. The entire company is now under scrutiny and under criminal investigation by the feds. That is something you don't want. I'll tell you that. So, I am telling you, think about how bad this was handled. It really was handled poorly. And you haven't seen the end of it yet because more and more people are getting sick. People have died as a result of eating tainted meat like that. Kia, think about this one. Kia, the car company, has a portal that you can go to on the website for car information. Well, this portal is so sophisticated and Kia, the cars are so unsophisticated that there's a way to actually go on the site and hack cars. And researchers did this. So they could go in, they could determine where cars are at, they could change features, change settings on cars. Think about that. There are a lot of smart people out there that have nothing but time in their hands, and they're enjoying hacking into these cars. You wonder why these cars are getting stolen at such a record pace. That's it, guys. Kia is a mess right now. And it's not helping when you have things like this portal that can be completely ripped off. So it's shocking. Let me know what you think about that. I'm going to finish this video with this final story, and this gem is from Dr. Marvin, and I want to thank him for this. But think about this. Think about the timing of what I'm about to say to you. The world's largest ski resort is going to lay people off, 14% of their corporate staff and 1% of their technical staff. Vail, Colorado, before the season even starts, before winter even gets here, they're laying people off of the restructuring because they know one thing that's going to happen. The writing is on the wall. People are going to spend a lot less money this year when it comes to going to travel to the snow and resorts and places like that. So they're going to spend less money. Just that simple. Vail knows that right now. And they know that the bookings are down, everything is down, and it makes it so that they're going to cut back before they have to. Lady's selling the balloons out here. Please take a look at our sponsor, Delete Me. Great company. Totally works, guys. I use it. It's fantastic. If you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Plus, if you are on the email list, check your spam filter because one just went out. Okay, onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you soon.